Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Rerig, R-E-H-R-I-G, first name Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N. The date of birth, May 11, 1955. The date of evaluation, April 26, 2022. The chief complaint, 66-year-old Filipino female seen for a preoperative evaluation. The HPI, the patient is a 66-year-old female who reports a right shoulder injury secondary to industrial accident, period. She states that she had developed repetitive motion injury, period. She noted that she had first developed symptoms of pain in the right shoulder in approximately 2019. She had assumed the pain would go away, but it got worse over time, period. In approximately 2018, she had experienced a knee injury for which she underwent surgery in 2019. In the interim, her shoulder pain had progressed, period. Pain is rated 9/10 and described as sharp, period. She stated that she is unable to sleep at night because of the pain, period. Pain is non-radiation. Correction, pain is non-radiating, period. However, it is associated with limitation of range of motion, period. Pain is worse with use of the arm. She had obtained mild relief with a corticosteroid injection, period. She has had no symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. Her past medical history include 1, abdominal pain, next number, abnormal liver function studies, next number, acute pancreatitis, next number, adjustment disorder with depressed mood, next number, angina unspecified, next number, anorexia, next number, asthma / COPD overlap syndrome, next number, atherosclerosis of the aorta, next number, bacterial overgrowth syndrome, next number, bilateral benign positional vertigo, next number, bilateral hearing loss, next number, bilateral plantar fasciitis, next number, breast cancer, next number, chest pain, next number, chronic low back pain, next number, COPD moderate, next number, dermatitis, next number, diverticulosis of the colon. The past surgical history, diagnostic colonoscopy, February 25th, 2022, EGD on February 25th, 2022, laparoscopic cholecystectomy, August 2nd, 2020, simple mastectomy with sentinel node biopsy of the right on January 23rd, 2020, retrograde cholangiopancreatography endoscopy September 27, 2018, next number, retrograde cholangiopancreatography endoscopic August 21, 2018. Next number, lumpectomy of the breast, unknown date. The medications, metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligram tablet, BID, did nesinide, formoterol, i.e. Symbicort, 80/4.5, daily metformin, XR, 500 milligrams, Q24-hour, fluticasone, nasal spray, daily olopatadine, i.e. Pataday, /Patanol, 0.1% ophthalmic drop. Daily simvastatin, 5 milligram tablet daily. Trazodone, 50 milligrams daily. Spiriva Respimat, 1 inhalation daily. Letrozole, i.e. Femara, 2.5 milligram tablets daily. Singulair, 10 milligrams daily. Albuterol ProAir daily. Spironolactone, 25 milligram tablets daily. Hydroxyzine, i.e. Atarax, 10 milligram tablet PRN. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Meclizine, 25 milligram oral tabs. Clobetasol as Temovate, T-E-M-O-V-A-T-E, 0.05% topical cream. Loratadine, 10 milligrams daily. One touch lancets, period. Allergies, chlorothalidone, unknown reactions, ciprofloxacin, hydrochloride, flagyl, daily melatonin, daily, correction, melatonin, unknown reaction, neurontin, unknown reaction, nortriptyline, Spiriva Respimat. The family history: father died of CVA, mother died of diabetes. Social history: she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems: constitutional. She has had weight gain. Skin: she reports itching. Eyes: she has impaired vision and wears glasses. She further reports dryness. Ears: she has hearing loss bilaterally. Oral cavity: she has dryness of the mouth. Breast: she has history of breast CA and is status post surgery as noted. Respiratory: she has history of asthma. Gastrointestinal: she has heartburn and hematemesis. Genitourinary: no frequency, urgency, or dysuria. Musculoskeletal: as per HBI. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. Dr. Ferguson, can I? Yes. Mrs. Abruzza, she's not available. What time is her surgery? I don't have the details. Can you text those to me? I'm doing a dictation right now. Yeah, what is the amount? Can you text that to me in an email as well? But we'll take care of it. But can you text it? I'm in the middle of a dictation, okay? The same cell, this is Dr. Ferguson, her brother. 510-205-7195. So details on the surgery, which I don't have, and the amount on the billing, okay? Thank you, bye-bye. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 140/86, pulse 88, respiratory rate 20, height 61 inches, weight 120.6 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT, head is atraumatic and omocephalic, pupil equal round, reactive to light and accommodation, sclera is clear, extraocular muscles are intact. The musculoskeletal exam demonstrates severe tenderness on abduction and external rotation of the right shoulder, period. There is severely decreased range of motion on abduction, period. The patient is further noted to have significant limitation in all range of motions, period. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm at 86 beats per minute, period. VPC is present, period. Non-specific ST depression / T-wave abnormality is noted, period. QT is noted to be slightly prolonged, period. The impression, this is a 66-year-old female with history of right shoulder injury, period. She further had left knee injury secondary to an industrial accident, period. The patient is now scheduled for right shoulder arthroscopic glenohumeral debridement to include rotator cuff repair, subacromial decompression, distal clavicle excision, and possible open tenodesis, period. She is known to have traumatic complete tear of the right rotator cuff, period. The mechanism of injury has been determined to be repetitive in nature, period. The patient had failed conservative therapies to include injection, oral therapies, and physical therapies, period. She has multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease, period. She is noted to have multiple comorbidities, which slightly increases her overall cardiac risk, period. Despite the same, the patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is therefore cleared for same. Her ECG is noted to be mildly abnormal, period. However, she is asymptomatic with regards to cardiorespiratory symptoms, period. Again, patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure and is now cleared for same. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation.